Hi, everybody. Welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. So this season, as you know, is all about the midlife mindset. But I understand what from what I understand, there's like a flip side to the whole thing. Are we going to talk about that today?
I think we are.
Okay, well, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. I am your host, Brenda Ridgely, author, speaker, and midlife women's coach. This season is dedicated to your midlife mindset, so be sure to subscribe now to be notified of a new episode each week. I am honored to be joined this season by co-host Tressen Bryant of Love and Life Coaching. She is a mindset, trauma, and relationship expert. Join our inner circle to be the first to know about retreats, workshops, events, and receive tribe-building tips. Go to tinyurl.com/ Find Your Lady Tribe to join. Are you ready? Let's go.
We're back.
Oh, hi.
So this is this lady's area of expertise. She is a coach all around mindset and how our mindset can either be helping us or hurting us. Mm-hmm. Are things happening for us or to us? Right?
Yes.
So from what I understand, there's an opposites type of thing that you want to talk about today. What are we talking about?
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you asked that. And really what I've been thinking a lot about lately is the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. And, you know, some of our listeners or viewers may have heard about Carol Dweck. She is one of my favorite authors, and she teaches about fixed mindset and growth mindset. And really what it is, Brenda, is the difference between being closed or being open. And I think that's really the simplest way to describe it. It's something that you can teach to your kids when they're small. It's something that no matter what age you are, you can learn it yourself. And it kind of has to do with, as I see it, two different things. Have you ever met a person that says, oh, I already know that? Like you're sharing something, you want to share something maybe that you learned or something. Happened to you?
I'm laughing if, you know, yes.
A time or two. And you know, I think that sometimes we can't fault these people. They feel either really great about what they know, right? Maybe they're super intelligent people and they feel really good about that. Or sometimes it's a little bit egotistical because they feel like they don't want to be one-upped or they don't want someone to show them up or something like that. It doesn't matter. Everybody's going to be a little bit different. But I think it's important for either whether you're super intelligent or whether you are a little nervous or something. When you say, oh, I already know that, I already heard about that, I already know that, you're automatically closing the conversation.
Right.
You're automatically turning the other person off, kind of like a switch.
Yeah.
You're also turning off your inability to take on any new information whatsoever at that point. And we may feel like we know about something, but what if we don't?
Yeah, right. Like I knew that I could eat bagels all the time when I was in college and I wouldn't gain weight because there was no fat in them, right?
Right.
I could eat all anything I wanted. It didn't have fat in it.
Right.
If I'd have stuck to that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I did for a while.
Well, hey, seriously. But really, if you're like, oh, I already know that. I already know that. Mm-hmm. And then things change and they progress and your physiology changes and all of those types of things. So how they make bagels changes, right? So, you know, that's like, oh, I already know that. The other side to this could be, ooh, I just don't know anything. Oh my goodness, I just don't know anything at all. Sometimes that comes from a sense of insecurity. Sometimes it comes from a sense of, you know, I don't want to say the wrong thing or some
inadequacy,
of those types of things.
Maybe,
right? It could be
inadequacy.
It also could be, I am an A-type personality. I don't mind opening a conversation with stuff that I don't even know about. I don't even care. I can talk about anything. For other people, it might just be that they're a little quieter, a little shyer, and they're not used to starting the conversation or they're just nervous about saying something. So what does this have to do with fixed mindset and growth mindset? There can be certain times where you say, oh, I don't know. I just don't know. And that's kind of the end of that conversation as well. What if you said to someone, I don't know, but I'm willing to explore that?
Well, that opens the door.
It opened the door back up, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And it showed showed that you have an interest in growing.
Right?
Right.
And maybe knowing, and what if somebody says something to you that you don't, you know, agree with? At that point, you still have the opportunity to take it or leave it.
That's true.
Right? At that point. But you allowed, you stayed in a space of allowing. And I think with this, you know, as you grow in your self-confidence, with a lot of the things that you're teaching people on this podcast, Brenda, and the interviews that you're having with people, they're learning a lot of things about themselves and self-love. One of the biggest ways to experience a deep sense of self-love is to be open to learning. And then sifting and sorting through the things that serve you, serve your highest and best good, and don't. But if you just say, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. As you're getting this new, learning new things, and you have a sense of, oh, that doesn't feel right, or that feels great, that is a great way to kind of really take on that information and grow from it. Because we, by finding out what we, the things that we don't feel right about and things that we do, we can go in the direction of
absolutely
of what feels right.
Absolutely. You're going to feel your intuition when you get in this allowing space of, oh, I don't really know, but I'm willing to explore that. Or I don't really know. Tell me more. Mm-hmm. You know, you just kind of, whatever that looks like for you in the conversation. Also when you say, I already know that. I already know everything. Say, you know, I thought I knew everything about that, but I don't know. I'm not quite sure that I do. Tell me a little more about that.
No, or I think I know everything about that, but try me.
Yeah, try me.
Test me on that.
See, you already thought of something that, that just kept that door open.
Right.
Right. And I think that, you know, when we teach ourselves to think this way, the possibilities are endless. Mm-hmm. You're not closing the door on any one thing, but then you also get to know yourself and your boundaries on where, what you do believe about something and what you may not typically agree on about something. So, the fixed and growth mindset is the middle ground, so to speak, where you're open and willing to at least try something or to listen to something that you may not have thought that you needed to before. Mm-hmm. And you can do this, you can apply the fixed and growth mindset, not only with your words, but also with the things that you're trying to accomplish in life. So I think we said last time I hired myself a financial coach, right? I believe in coaching on so many different levels. And one of the things that I was not an expert at was budgeting. I knew some of it and I had done it in the past, but I really want to become really good at that. And if I wasn't willing to allow someone in to be vulnerable, then I would have been kind of stuck without, you know, being able to say, hey, I'm willing to go there with this. So don't just think of it as something that maybe you need to say in a physical, a verbal response, but in a way, what if you said, okay, I have a goal that I want to get to the gym and I want to do that 3 times a week. Well, I'm open for that. I'm open for starting on Tuesday. Okay, well, you missed on Tuesday. When you have a fixed mindset, you can sometimes beat yourself up over things that are unnecessary, right? If you go, oh, I didn't do very well at that. The end. Again, the door is closed.
I failed. Yeah.
Instead of saying something like, wow, failure, I can actually fail forward because I learned that not going yesterday didn't feel so great to me. I think I'm going to try again today.
Or Tuesdays just aren't that good for me and maybe I should make it Wednesday instead.
Seriously. So, you know,
it's always tomorrow with the workout for me.
Right. There you go. Okay. So that's perfect. I love that. But it's what works well for you in it can work so many different ways in your life. You know, recently you and I have had a conversation about communication with our spouse or with our best friends or people in our tribe. And when you have a fixed mindset, you are kind of preparing for the worst, I think. You don't want to hear anything. There's sort of a wall that comes up with a fixed mindset. You brace yourself for something that may not need to even be, you may not even need to be ready for that. The person might come with something that you totally weren't expecting. So what do you think about having an open, have you had times in your life where you, you know, Brenda, let me give you one example that I could think of. Have you ever had the phrase either in your family or heard from someone else's family where they said to you, that's just the way we do it?
Right.
Do you see that as a fixed mindset or a closed mindset?
That's definitely closed. Open. The one that I heard was, don't do as I say, don't do as I do.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That's a fantastic example.
Yeah.
What did that mean to you?
It means like, they're not practicing what they're preaching to me to do, and why should I have to do it if you don't do it?
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking.
And you're just going to do as you're told, and the end.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more conversation about it, right?
Right.
So do you think that when you heard those things that you were learning more at that time, or what did that do for you?
Yeah, I was learning what not to do, I feel like. That's not cool. I'm not going to use that one.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess when I think about the times in my life when I've had fixed or closed, I try to be open. I try to, you know, but there's times when I just don't have the energy to go there. So I might have a closed, like, I know that already, move on. Or what? So what do you say to the people who just kind of think that they really don't want to go there?
You know what? I think that is really a great question. And it is something that you'd want to ask yourself, why don't I want to go there?
Mm-hmm.
Does this matter to me? It could be one. And seriously, sometimes it doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, let's just be real.
Right.
Sometimes the information or the conversation just really, you're kind of not feeling it. And it's
right.
Kind of, so, okay, that's going to be a time where that's going to work for you. And you're just going to say, you know, I don't know if I'm just really feeling this. You could be saying this in your head or whatever works well for you, but maybe move on to the next thing that feels better.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I will say also, though, that there's been things that I've said hard no to, closed, not happening, and thought it through later and changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the times that I have had the most growth of, like, when you really just kind of say, what the heck, you know, let me have it, bring it on. And give me some new perspective here, that some serious aha moments happened and life-changing stuff that I didn't even ask for.
Right. We talked about feeling closed down when someone says to you, I already know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the opposite can happen for either person. You're closing yourself down and shutting the other person down at the same time. So one of the things that made me think of when you just said that is that when you do decide to have the openness and those aha moments, you're showing a care and concern for both of you, or just a love, or the willingness to listen and also engage in a conversation with someone.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it could go a lot of different ways, but I think that it's valuable if you have these conversations with your kids. If you have children, I think it's valuable to have these conversations with coworkers. You could use fixed and growth mindset at your place of employment. You could, you know, talk to your boss about this. If you have someone that you're working with who has a closed mindset, you know, what are ways that you could get that person to open up a little bit? Sometimes asking questions.
Give us some examples of that.
Right?
Because, there's people that you come across. And of course, you know, sometimes I have a closed mindset, but I can see it in other people.
Oh, yeah, you can spot it a mile away, right? So the brain, as we know, can only focus on one thing at a time. And I believe you and I have talked about that before. Mm-hmm. So if someone is needing to be opened up a little bit, the best way that you can use as a tool to open them up a little bit, if they're feeling pretty close, is to ask them some questions. Maybe ask them some questions about something that you know that they are knowledgeable about. It gives them an opportunity to share with you some of the things that they do know about. And then they're becoming the expert, when actually you really wanted them to do that in the first place. It's kind of a sneaky way to get them.
Okay, so you want to talk about jet planes. Right. Oh, I know all about that. Oh, tell me a little bit about that. And then you can say, oh, what about this? I mean, is that where you're kind of being sneaky, getting it in there?
And then, and then you might be able to have a point in time there where you can share what you maybe wanted to share with them in the first place.
Right.
Now that you've kind of opened them up a little bit and, you know, given them a safe place to talk about jet planes, right? And they, I don't know, it's just a beautiful thing. There's a million different ways and examples that you could think about this. You know, you could use it with your spouse, ask your spouse a question. What if you went, what if you were afraid to go somewhere with someone? Okay. Say for instance, like, oftentimes I will ask someone to go golfing with me. And a lot of the times they're like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. And that's the end. Like sometimes I'll go and I'll say, okay, I'm going to find myself a different partner. I'm going to go because they won't go. You may be missing the best afternoon of your life.
Well, yeah, if you're going with Travis.
Think about it this way. What if you said to someone, you know what? I'm not much of a golfer, but I do love hanging out with you. So I'll go. Right? It sort of takes you out of yourself. And all of the pressure being on you and yourself. Oh my gosh, I don't know how to golf. I've never learned that. I don't know. And then when you go, oh, maybe it's just about spending time with Tresson, like you just said. Right. And now you've opened up a new opportunity where you might have just said no before.
Right. So what strategies do you suggest to our listeners that, you know, maybe we feel like, gosh, I have been a little resistant and I want to put into practice, you know, growing my growth mindset because I've been kind of stuck in my ways and I'm open to trying new things. I want to stretch myself. Are there some ways to get started that aren't coming to me as obvious right now?
Yeah. Pay attention. Pay attention to the times throughout the day where your brain automatically goes, nope.
Oh gosh.
Nope. Or I know that. How many times are you thinking, oh my gosh, this guy is just rattling on or so-and-so or whatever. I already know all this stuff. Catch yourself in the moment. We've talked about mastering the moment before, and this is a beautiful opportunity to master some moments and to be the boss of yourself. We get on autopilot and we kind of keep ourselves in this little box. So throughout the day, maybe you get home and you go, okay, I listened to this podcast with Brenda and Tresson on there, and I don't even know if I do this, but I want to explore and find out if I have a fixed or growth mindset because I've never really thought about it. So you start noticing, maybe you have a fixed mindset about the news and that's it. You watch a certain news program and that news is your news source and that's what you do. And you do not open yourself.
Or I don't watch the news.
Or you don't watch the news and you are like, oh, well, Fred down the hall, he does watch it. I'm going to give Fred 5 minutes today and I'm going to allow myself to do something different and outside of the box than I normally would have. So start paying attention to just notice, just go within and notice throughout the day. And you literally could jot it down. I feel like I was fixed on this certain topic today. Maybe you journal on it when you get home later. Maybe you play a fun game with your spouse, if you're willing to go there, and you go, what things do you think that I'm just like absolutely fixed on? And why am I absolutely fixed on them? Is it something that has a religious belief tied to it? Is it something that has a moral belief tied to it? Then, okay, we're getting to a totally different ground if that's going to be something that you're not going to move on. So, I mean, just start exploring, really, would be what I would say.
Okay. Yeah. These are some great tips. I mean, it got me thinking of the times that I kind of dig my heels in and why I'm going to start questioning that. Thank you, Tress.
Yeah, like where did that thought even come from?
Yeah.
Where did it begin? Is it something that you chose to dig your heels in on? Or is it just a belief that might have been handed to you? Those types of things.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Is it time for a reset? Something new? Yeah.
Always.
I love it.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us here today, everyone. When three or more gather, we are tribe.